Sir Robert shouted at them.
He is going to put 28 firing platforms in 28 separate places. None of them on this planet. Your home planet coordinates are going to be set. Those 28 platforms are going to fire, all 28 of them, if any one of you turns hostile.
This was not what Johnny had told him to say. The 28 platforms, yes, but not...
All you have to do,
Sir Robert bellowed at them,
is get one small inch out of line, and all your home planets will become exactly like that moon.
They were in paralyzed shock.
You, all of you, are going to sign a treaty. A treaty that forbids war with us and war between yourselves. If you don't, your home planets, all of them, will disintegrate just like that moon. And you and all your people will go with them.
He pointed again at Johnny.
He can do it and will do it. So get right to work and sign a treaty. Now, now, now!
Bedlam! Every emissary came out of his seat screaming with rage. Colonel Yvonne and the troopers tensed. The din almost caved in one's ears. Sir Robert glared at them, feeling triumphant. Johnny walked to the center of the platform. The spotlight followed him. He raised his hands to quiet them. The tumult eased off a bit. A final cry from Brawl expressed the sentiments of them all.
This is a declaration of war!
Johnny stood there. Gradually, his presence brought silence.
It is not a declaration of war. It is a declaration of peace. I know that your economics are geared to war. I know that you consider the best way to get rid of excess population, which you feel you all have, is to engage in war. But in wars, one or another of the combatants is going to lose. Each one feels that it could not be he, but there is an even chance it will be. So, in declaring peace, we are only protecting you from each other.
Foul Japan suddenly shouted,
When we get home, we can send vast armadas against you. Even if you slay all of us, those fleets will still come and destroy you. And as for you, you have laid yourself open to assassination.
Sir Robert was suddenly in front of Johnny.
Your fleets will not save your own planets. There is no defense you have against these platforms. Only this one man would know where they are. And if 30 days passed without his resetting them, if anything happened to him and he was not there, those platforms would fire automatically. If something happened to him, or to Earth, the home planets of every one of you would be destroyed. Also, he has doubles. They look exactly like him. You cannot tell the difference. If you thought you were assassinating him, you would probably only be assassinating a double. And if any double is harmed or touched, those firing platforms fire. All of them. It is up to you to protect Earth and to protect him. The lives of you, your rulers, and your people depend upon it. And as to your fleets coming and destroying us, they might well do so. But if you don't get home, they won't know. They would attack here and have no base or people or rulers to return to. Think about that!
You are threatening emissaries,
shouted Brawl.
He is protecting emissaries!
Snapped Sir Robert.
With your war industries tooling up to go full blast, there is more than one in this room who will be representing a government conquered by another. You should look at a principle known as force majeure. It means that an unexpected and uncontrollable event has suddenly entered upon the universes, a superior force. This man, and what he can do, is an event of force majeure. It changes the way things were. It determines how the future will be. I am a man of war. You are diplomats. You have it in your power, as of this moment, to exert an influence on this force majeure. If you do not avail yourselves of it, you are not diplomats, but fools, and suicidal fools at that!
How can we control this?
Said a small lord at the back,